We end today with a new invention reminiscent of a delicious but totally fictitious confection from the film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Lickable wallpaper for nursery walls.
Lick an orange, it tastes like an orange. Lick a pineapple, it tastes like a pineapple. Go ahead, try it.
Oh. I got a plum.
Grandpa, this banana's fantastic.
Well, we're one step closer to that dream of lickable wallpaper now, thanks to John Sherman. His company, Flavor Paper, has released a new line of scratch and sniff wallpaper called the Fruit Cocktail Collection. We're joined now by Mr. Sherman, who's in New Orleans. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Mr. Sherman, you were kind enough to send us some samples. I've got a few here. Just to describe it, this is the banana one. It's kind of a shimmery, satiny teal color, and there's these Warhol-esque bananas on it. Going to do a little scratch, scratch. And it really smells quite strongly, I would say, of bananas. How do you do that?
Well, there are micro-encapsulated fragrance oils that are in a water-based slurry that has an adhesive in it, and when you scratch it, you're actually popping some of those micro-capsules and releasing the fragrance oil.
I remember having a lot of these scratch and sniff stickers when I was growing up, and after a while, if you'd scratch them over and over, they would lose their smell after time. Is that going to happen with your wallpaper?
That is correct. I mean, there are a limited number of those micro capsules, although they number in the millions and probably close to the billions on a sheet of wallpaper, they will eventually run out.
You've got 3 scents right now, banana, cherry, and tutti frutti. Any plan for future smells in your wallpaper?
We have plans in the near future to do a vanilla-scented cupcake version and also
nice. A
New Orleans theme paper that will be magnolia-scented.
How about a Bourbon Street wallpaper where you scratch and sniff and you get the alcohol fumes from drinking a few hurricanes?
Well, we don't think that would be too pleasant on your walls.
Earlier, we took a listen to the clip from Willy Wonka, and that, of course, was lickable paper. I'm guessing here that licking is not advised.
You can lick it. I wouldn't recommend it. It'll generally just taste like paper for the most part. We do get that all the time, but we realize that if we were to make a lickable wallpaper, the sharing aspect could be somewhat disgusting.
Let's say I wanted to do a small bedroom in my house, and let's say I was going to go for the tutti frutti wallpaper. About how much would that cost me?
It would depend on your wall size. If you had, you know, a 10 by 10 wall, you would need approximately 3 rolls of wallpaper, and that is actually our most expensive wallpaper at $450 a roll, because that is an 8-screen print plus the scratch and sniff.
I'll stick with the paint for now, but thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand.